Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Good evening. This is Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show. I was having a little bit of technical difficulty, so this is kind of like a part two. And I wanted to bring up the subject once again, was against bullying. And I know there's been so many videos and stuff on YouTube that I've been viewing, and I wanted to come forward to maybe hope to let kids know that I don't want you to ever feel like you're alone. I know you are, and you're just sitting there thinking no one is knowing what you're going through. And on my first part of the show, I was talking about, and I'm hoping to come forward to let children know I've been there. It was many years ago. I had bullies, and even some of my friends from the neighborhood. I was actually on my Facebook page from, like, boys from years ago. We had the same bullies. We used to run, a bat out of hell trying to get home because we didn't want to get beat up. We didn't want to fight. We were the nerds and everything like that. We weren't, how to describe the pain. It's something that is embarrassing. You feel like you can't talk to because it's, once again, going back and, I'm an adult and whatever happened in my childhood, it's okay. People are going to say, well, maybe it's not okay, but, it makes me more aware that I'm lucky to know that I'm able to push forward. When I was younger, I used to get beat up a lot. And whether it's the bruises or the bleeding, I don't think it was so much the physical that hurt. It was more like the mental. And of the embarrassment, not being able to talk with anybody and not having to talk to. Then going home, my childhood was not happy. And I don't want to blame my parents. I mean, it's just that at that time, it was just a situation of where it was horrible, you know, when I was younger. And I'm not trying to make my parents look out to be very bad at all. It's not what I'm sitting here to do, which just happened, whatever in the past that happened in my life. And then as getting older, you know, because I wasn't a popular kid in high school at all. Oh, I was so far from it. And, you know, I didn't have the stylish clothes and wasn't really into it. In fact, I'm not even really into it today. So, you know, loving what I love, I mean, I don't know what got me through it. And I know they have this, all this technology today, that, you know, with the cyber technology and such, and you can walk away from the computer. I mean, it's not something that is easy to say and easy to do. Believe me, I know, with today's technology, it's everywhere. Even with parents, when they try to tell their kids and they take away their Facebook and the computers, they can get everywhere. And, you know, I think some parents try. And you can't just sit there and blame parents. And, you know, the hateful stuff that I seen with Amanda Todd, where the girl was 13 and she took her life with the circumstances and stuff, and people are saying it's her fault and such. She was a child and she was 13. Now, I know there's people saying about all this stuff around the whole world and everything, but remember, she was 13. You know, I mean, this is stuff that happens every day. And I'm hoping to bring forth to let know kids that, you know, I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm imperfectly perfect. You know, I've made mistakes in life, but I really was there at a time in my life. And to look back, I go, how the hell did I survive it all? You know, and even going into, you know, thinking that that was normal, like abuse was normal, and not realizing I should, you know better by getting into a relationship with boyfriends that were abusive. If they weren't physically abusive, they were mentally abusive. And it's like even the people around that, you know, they couldn't help me. It's not something they could help with. And I don't know, it was my love for martial arts that really got me to where I am. I don't know what got me through with watching stuff about Jackie Chan. I don't know. I can't tell you. Maybe that's what it was, to have something to look up to help me get by those nights when I cried myself as a kid. And it's so hard, you know, when you're a child and going through that, because here I am as an adult, and I know kids are going to say, well, you don't understand what it's going through, and people are like saying, don't pay attention. Well, you know something? For people that say don't pay attention, do you know what it is when you try not to pay attention and you try to turn the other cheek? What is really hard is when you're getting beat up, you don't want to fight, and you have three or four people beating the crap out of you on a daily basis, and you're just a kid. It really does make you want to take your own life. The thing is, some of these kids, maybe they are afraid to talk to their parents. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. I can't give out medical advice, but I was there. To survive it, maybe it was my thing with films, wanting to work with Jackie Chan. Maybe that's something that got me through it. Maybe it's something where I had dreams, no matter what anybody says. And even, kids, I'm going to let you know, perfectly honestly, it doesn't get easier all the time as you get older, because even as adults, adults can be just as bad. And you just have to find those people some way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can talk to parents. I don't know. I know it's really hard. Maybe it's something where you can go to a dojo. It's not the answer to say, like, to learn how to fight with martial arts. Because martial arts is not about fighting. I do know that. I do understand, and I like the movements and the flow. But what it could help you is for yourself to learn to defend yourself. Not to fight, but to give yourself esteem in your own self. Now, like I said, fighting is not the answer, but it's for protection. So I don't know. I mean, to any kid that is hearing my show right now, if they ever listen to it, I want you to know you are not alone. If you feel weird, if you're different, if you dress different, if you don't have money and you're not a popular kid, you know, you have every right to be on this earth as anybody else. You have every right to grow into adulthood and become an adult. And if you have dreams, you have goals, if you want to go to college, if you want to do things, you know, if you want to become a veterinarian, whatever it is, you have every right to grow into adulthood and become, you know, the best you can be. Is it easy? No. I'm not handed anything. Some people, you know, I was poor growing up. I slept on the floor, and it's just something my whole life. And even growing into adulthood, was it hard to tell people what my dream was? Yes. Because my dream to work with Jackie Chan, it was really hard. I left home. I left everything, got in the car, and whether it was my belief in God, and like I said, my show is not all about religion and stuff. It's just stuff in my beliefs, and I don't push my things upon anybody else. It's just stuff that I believe in, and I asked God. I said, I wish I had a big brother like Jackie Chan, even though I have a couple of big brothers now. And the big brother, okay, you know, I had a brother that was blood, and he used to hit me all the time. Was it hard? Yeah, it was, because a brother, a big brother, is supposed to help protect you. Now, the thing is, with everything, you know, when I turned into my 20s, the thing that I thought, because the guy that I was around and was my boyfriend at the time, he was a big drinker. And, you know, I kept it to myself. I never told him. My friends used to shove me in all sorts of things. And a couple times he kind of smacked me around. Well, it was more than a couple times. No one knew it, none of my friends. He had a temper. And I don't know where he would get this from, because, you know, he had a pretty, you know, decent life. So I had to get away from that. I was scared. And this was before I even, like, started training in martial arts. So, you know, and then finding a couple other, you know, try to find a guy that was, you know, would be maybe kind to me and stuff. But there's also mental abuse. And that can happen, too. You can fall into that. There's many forms of abuse. But I didn't know. But I kept saying to God, I want to learn and such. So thinking about, you know, going to my 30s, later 30s, around 34 years of age, I stepped into a dojo, and I think that started giving me self-confidence. But the thing is, even though I slowly started to train a little bit in martial arts, I wanted to work with Jackie Chan, and I got into films and such and, you know, doings in a theater, you know, wanting to do these things. But the people that I were around at the time, they didn't want to hear that I wanted to work with Jackie Chan. So even as adults, people can still do that to you. They can still say to you, whatever your dream is, they can be bad towards you. Boyfriends or whatever, you know, non-supportive. I used to get into fights in some of the guys' cars that I had dated, saying, you know, it's not normal to actually want to do fights in a film. And of course, with martial arts, I didn't do the competitions. You learn how to throw punches and kicks and whatever things, and learn how to, you know, take out someone with your two fingers and one finger. Yes, you can do that. It's true. I had someone show it to me, but, you know, how to get away and find the most positive people. And now I just turned 42, and I have. In the last couple of years, I have. And my life is so much better now. Was it hell before? Yeah, it was. And the thing is, I'm saying it is my fault, and people are like, well, no, it's not all your fault, but I had to wise up. I had to open my mind and to find the people that are positive and support me, to push me. That's what I needed, and that's what I think people need, and that's what I think children need. They need people. Maybe not Superman or Wonder Woman, but someone to show them that their lives are worth it. You know, it's very hard. I mean, there's parents out there that are so good to their kids, but sometimes they don't know that their kids are suffering. The thing is, because knowing that I was there, you as a child, you hold everything inside. I know it's a sad thing to know that, and it's embarrassing, but it's like, it's even worse when you don't get support at home and you're getting beat up at school. And, you know, it's really hard. And I didn't, you know, it's just really hard to sit here and to try to talk about it. I'm kind of a little nervous, but if it's something where if a child's going to hear me and to know that they can survive into adulthood, and they're thinking, showing them Chuck, you're crazy because you don't know, I do know. I really, really do know how hard it is. And I just hope, dear God, if any child scares me that to know that they're not alone. Now, once again, I'm not a doctor or a therapist or anything like that, but I was there. And I've talked with many different people. Yep, they went through abuse too. And you see people nowadays as adults. And if they're happy-go-lucky like myself, you'll never know what some people go through because it's in their past. And where they are, they can make a future. And they can find people. And yes, I mean, there's a lot of girls out there. You know something? I know some girls, they may not think they're perfect and stuff, and they think about having a boyfriend and such, and, you know, someone who's going to make them feel wonderful. First, make yourself feel wonderful. That's what you got to do. You go to the mirror, and you look at, and you say, I am worth it. You look at yourself, and you put the biggest smile on your face because you are worth it. I bet if you put that big smile on your face and you're staring at it after a few minutes, you're going to laugh at yourself because you're like, I'm such a goofball. Because seriously, Shelly Newchuk's me. I am a goofball, and I am a spaz, and I'm energetic, but I'm happy-go-lucky. I mean, you know, my life hasn't always been perfect. I'm not sitting here, you know, I work full-time, and I like working in films. And, you know, I love animals. I love Jackie Chan films. I love Comic-Con conventions, even though they're kind of expensive nowadays. But, you know, things that I love is part of me. So whatever you love, if you love drawings or animals or whatever it is, you know, and you feel like a nerd or, you know, a geek or something like that, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to be who you are because that's why the world is beautiful. Because we don't all want to be the same. We want to be who we are. And if you have a dream, if you want to be an artist, an actor or something, that's fine. Because you can do it. If you have a dream, and I know I repeat myself over and over again, but you can do things in your life because you are worth it. And I hope that other children, I mean, I just wish I could have seen something on YouTube and commented on Amanda Todd's YouTube thing and to let her know, you know, she's not alone. I just wish somehow, some way I could have. And I know I could, I know I can't, and I'm just hoping to bring more awareness to anti-bullying, to let kids know that they are worth it. You kids out there, you know, if you have dreams or whatever it may be, you need to be here on this planet. Some kids, you know, you probably do have good parents. And if you do end your life, your parents are going to miss you so much. And if you have friends that love you and you think you're alone, if you take your life, they're going to miss you so much. The world is such a big place out there. How do you not know you're going to go and see beautiful places in the world? How do you not know if you like animals, if you love animals, how do you not know you might see this beautiful tiger someday or something? If you have passion to help animals out, how do you not know that you're a kid, when you grow up, you're going to be saving animals. You're going to be making a difference in the world. Maybe you're going to grow up and you'll be an adult. And you're going to help kids that are bullied. You know, because of what you're going through right now, kids, and feeling alone, maybe someday you're going to sit and you're going to be able to talk to kids to let them know they're not alone. So it does matter that you're here on this earth because you are special. And you need to go in that mirror and look at yourself and tell yourself every single day that you do belong on this planet, because every single child is special. I don't care where you come from. When people think that, you know, whatever background it is, wherever you come from, no matter what state or country or anywhere or any city or any town or any village, every child is special. Because maybe the ones that hurt the most, maybe those are the ones that grow up into adults and are going to change the world, or even their own backyards. So to think that, you know, adults can truly understand, maybe we don't know what you're going through right now, but we did at one time We took our beatings. We had bloody noses. We had, I think I even had blood coming out of my ear one time. And, you know, it's just other things too. But here I am as an adult sitting on a radio station and talking. And it is kind of making me a little nervous to say what happened to me as a child. I mean, my life wasn't perfect. I was really poor. But I know in the world, you know, there's worse things out there. Maybe that's what kept me going. I don't know. But I always looked up to Jackie Chan. I don't know if any of you have anything you or anybody that you look up to. Maybe there's animals or whatever. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you like to draw. Maybe you like writing. How do you not know that some of your writings, someday you can turn it into a book and sell it? I mean, how do you not know? You could be the next Steven Spielberg or, you know, the next George Lucas. Or maybe if you like martial arts, you'll be somewhat like the next Jackie Chan. I mean, of course, you know, Jackie, no one can be Jackie Chan. I mean, I love Jackie Chan. Yes, I'm very, you know, into Jackie Chan. And I love cartoons and many different things. So to any kids out there, you feel alone. You are wanted more on this planet Earth than if you were to take your life. Because it does matter. I want you to know, any kids out there that ever feel sad, please don't ever feel alone. If you ever want to come to my Facebook page and friend me, you know, just look up Shelly Nunchucks, S-H-E-L-L-Y, Nunchucks, you know, like Nunchucks, yes, that is my actor's name. You know, let your parents know you're coming to my Facebook page. I want them to know, whoever your guardian is, just come and you can see my silliness, even though I granted I am an adult. Sometimes there might be, I mean, not anything pornographic or anything. Sometimes when I do acting roles, it might have some swears in it. So to let you know, parents know and stuff like that. Sometimes I post some of my scenes. There's no nudity or anything like that, but I do talk a lot about Jackie Chan and try to post positive quotes and to let you know, kids, you're not alone. And, you know, I don't know if you have friends or any family members. Maybe just to be a little brave. I know you might be scared because you don't want to tattle and stuff like that. But if you're feeling alone and crying, you do need someone to talk to. If you can't see someone like a teacher or your mother or your father or a brother or a sister or a friend, or even, you know, go to the library, you know, read some books, something. I know that's not going to solve anything, but you don't have to turn to drugs or feeling alone. Maybe you can watch some films or something. Something that you have to find something that makes you happy. I can't tell you what it is. For me, I survived because I like Jackie Chan, his films and such. I don't know. Maybe you like, cats. Maybe you like dogs. Maybe you like race cars or want to ride dirt bikes. Maybe you want to be the adventurous one. But you kids out there that feel alone, it does matter that you're here. Because there are people, there are adults. Even if we don't know you, we would rather know that you are here on this earth than thinking of taking your life, because you're the ones that are going to make the difference in the world when you get older. And right now, there's a song that does matter to me, and it's called The Fighter. One of my nephews wrote this song. It's one of my theme songs. And for all those kids that feel alone, I am going to dedicate this to you, and I'm going to pass it on to you. It's a fight. You know, you just have to really listen to it. This is for you. Remember, you are fighters, and you are strong, and you will become, you know, something special when you get older. Maybe you don't feel it now, but believe me, I was there and I understand. For all those kids out there that feel alone, this song is for you.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tight, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop, me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I'm a warrior, kid. I-